Good morning, everybody. Good church. How's the church doing this morning? I hope and pray that you're blessed here this morning. You know, I hope you come here this morning to celebrate the Lord and to celebrate what He's done for you. And you know, we come here once a week to worship and to praise Him. You know, I get to looking sometimes. I know I go off the wall on some things, but I get to looking. You know, today on August the 4th, there's four different things that are on the calendar that you can celebrate. Praise God, you're in His house this morning, but you know, it's Sisters Day. How many of you here sisters? It's Sisters Day. It's National Sisters Day. It's National Friends Day today. It's National Coast Guard Day today. And it's National Chocolate Chip Day. Maybe you can hit the trifecta today on one of those. I don't know. Anybody ever been to Coast Guard in here? But anyway, that was the things that I looked at that and I thought, because I go, Lord, you know, we come here to celebrate You today. We come here to celebrate Your name. You know, I'm not against all this other stuff, but praise God, I hope that you come out here today to worship and to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's house on this day. Now, I'm going to talk about making your bed this morning. I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. Now, it's not going to be what you think it's about. I'm not here to talk about any of that stuff. You know, I remember, you know, whenever you get up in the morning, I don't know if you're like my wife, whenever you get up, the bed's got to be made before you go out of that bedroom. And thank the Lord for that. It's just the way it, some people are like that and some people are not. And I praise the Lord for it. But, you know, whenever the Lord tells you to make your bed, you better make your bed. Amen? You better make your bed. If you would, let's turn to Acts, the 9th chapter. Acts, the 9th chapter. I'm going to start with the 32nd verse. Whenever you get there, if you can, let's all stand in honor, of the Lord's word. Here's the scene to read it. Acts 9, 32, beginning with, like I said, begin with verse 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there found he a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lodda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I want to praise You, Father, for all that You do. I want to thank You, Lord, for the blessings that You bestowed upon each and every one of us. Thank You for this beautiful Lord's Day. And Father, I pray that You continue, Lord, to help us as we get down through it. Lord, I pray, Father, that You know that our hearts would be open to this, Lord, this morning. And Lord, we will give You the praise and the glory for it all. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. Like I said, I want to preach this morning on make thy bed is what I want to preach on this morning. And you know, I thought about this, and as the Lord showed me some things about this, Ron, you know, as you look at some scripture, sometimes you look at it and you know how you are with it, and then you go back over it, and the Lord will show you different things out of scripture. Now, I want to look at some of these things here this morning. I want to look at some points about this. Number one, I want to look about Aeneas, and I want to look at him first. If you go back a little bit, he was the first Gentile. This is just a little bit of a background that was mentioned in the Bible, mentioned by name, that had a life-changing experience in his life. If you go back a chapter or so, you'll find the eunuch, and his life was changed as well. But Aeneas was the first Gentile that was mentioned by name that had a life-changing experience. Also, the scripture tells us something very interesting. I want to get to the point of my sermon this morning. It said that he kept his bed for 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Now, I want you to underline "and." was sick of the palsy. Because I don't believe God puts anything in his word without it being something that it means something to somebody. Listen, it says that he had kept his bed 8 years. Then what's it say? And was sick of the palsy. It doesn't say that the palsy put him in bed, Ron. It just said that he had kept his bed and was sick of the palsy. That's about the only place in the scripture that I can find that it was that way. This is interesting to me because the way that Luke wrote this out like this, I think the Lord is trying to teach us something in this morning. And I'll get with you on that here in a minute. And if you look at it and said, I don't believe it was a play on words. I believe he had something for us to learn from this. The Holy Spirit is trying to get something across to us. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And listen, you know, Luke did not describe him by cause and effect. You understand that? Luke described him by effect and cause. That's what he did. And you know what? And let's look at the difference in the scripture when I get to this. Over Matthew, it says over there in Matthew 9:2, behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. That's why he was laying on the bed, because he was sick of palsy. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. You see the difference of how was Luke laid it out in Acts and how that it was laid out over Mark. Matthew is saying because of palsy, he was laying in his bed. Whereas in Luke, it is telling us he kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Luke wasn't saying the man kept his bed because of the palsy. What that suggests to me, and what I believe God was trying to show me, he allowed one area of his life to cripple him. He allowed one area of his life to cripple him. Can I tell you something this morning? What I believe, maybe you're here this morning. Maybe it's somebody that needs to hear this here this morning. You're allowing one area of your life to cripple you in serving the Lord. You're allowing one area of your life to put you down. You're allowing one area of your life, whatever it may be, and I don't know what it may be in your life, but you're allowing that one area to cripple your walk with the Lord. You know, he says that he had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. That's what it's saying. And listen, it is put in simple terms as I can do this, is how the Spirit is showing me to tell you this morning is this. The bed he kept was the consequences of a choice that he made. It was a consequence of the choice that he made. The palsy or the paralysis this man suffered from did not necessarily mean his whole body was paralyzed. I believe Luke, the physician, was trying to say that one part of his body was what was paralyzing everything else in his life. Listen to me. There have been times in my life, me as your preacher standing up here, I have allowed certain things in my life to paralyze me from doing other things for the Lord that I should have been doing for him. But I thought in my own mind, well, you know, Lord, I can't do this because I can't speak well. I can't do this because I can't do this very well. And I allowed that to paralyze my walk with God. I'm going to tell you something very simple here this morning. If you are doing that here this morning, I'm telling you, he is telling you to make up your bed and walk on from it this morning. Listen, he chose to lay down. You may be asking, David, how can you surmise that? Well, because if you go back to the word kept in this scripture here, the Greek word, the meaning of it is to lie down. That means the man had a choice. He didn't have to lie down. Do you know something this morning? Brothers and sisters, you have a choice here this morning whether or not you want to serve the Lord, whether or not you want to grow in the Lord, to grow in His grace, to grow in His knowledge. Everybody in here has a choice to make this morning. And that choice is your choice here this morning. And you have chosen. You know what? If you have spiritually allowed one thing in your life to paralyze you and rule the rest of your life, That is your choice this morning. You have chose to do that. And yes, what has happened was bad. What happened to this man was terrible. And what he was going through was terrible. But you've allowed that incident to control the rest of your life. Listen, I've known people that have allowed things in their life and their past to control how that they serve God now. I've seen it happen. And you say, well, that's pretty strong, Dave. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Or stunt their growth in the Lord. Or allow them not to come to the Lord whenever they're lost, and has allowed them not to make that decision to come to God because they feel that such bad things are happening. There could not be a God, but I'm here to tell you this morning. You allow stuff like that to happen, I'm going to tell you, it will affect you the rest of your life. It paralyzed you. It shuts down your entire life, and you're kept in that bed. You're kept in it. There are plenty of examples in this church of people physically who've had bad things happen to them, but they've not allowed it to make, they've not allowed that to make them just lay in that bed all the rest of their lives. I tell you, I wrote some things down because they could have kept their bed. They could have not got up and walked. And I know I can name a bunch of people in here. I like Mike Stats for example. Mike Stats hurts all the time. His back kills him all the time. And he could have allowed the devil to whisper in his ear and kept him down physically the rest of the day. He never done it, right? He doesn't do it. Because you know what? He picked up that bed, that bad thing that was given to him, and he keeps on walking. I think of Candy. Amen. Candy had a lot of bad stuff happen to her when she was younger. And brothers and sisters, she could have just laid right down with it. She could have laid right down with it. She could have not fought it, but she didn't allow that to happen, right? Now I'm talking about the physical sense here now. There's other people in this church that we could go around this room and we could talk about. I know Alita. She had some bad stuff happen. She had a son that died young. She could have laid right down. Paul included, Teresa included. They could have laid right down and said, "You know what? I'm not doing this no more. We've tried to serve you, Lord, and look what's happened." They could have laid in that bed, but they didn't do it. Amen? Amen? Amen. Listen to me. If you are spiritually here this morning, I want to take it to that right there, and you are allowing something to keep you in a bed that you should not ought to be in, that is your choice here this morning. That is your choice here this morning. And can I tell you something? Jesus is saying, make up your bed, pick it up, roll it up, and let's move on with it. Amen? Let's move on. It could have shut down their lives. It could have stunted their growth. But it did. They did not allow that to happen in this church. Didn't allow it to happen. But how many of people are sitting here this morning and you can't see what's going on inside of you this morning? You've laid down. You've laid down on that bed. Aeneas laid there for 8 years by choice. 8 years. And I wonder, standing here this morning, I wonder how many folks are here this morning are crippled on the inside. And Jesus is standing right here and saying, come, take up that bed, roll it up. I'm here to help and strengthen you in your walk. And he's saying that. Aeneas was 8 years of doing that. And year after year, you don't respond to the word of God being preached to you. You can say amen or oh my to this. But there are people that sit in church and come to church week after week, after year after year. They hear the preaching. They hear the teaching. They hear the testimonies. And Anita, they don't never do anything about it. And God's wanting them to pick up their bed and walk. You're paralyzed. You're paralyzed this morning. You're doing that. You don't respond when you hear the teaching. You don't respond when you hear the testimonies and the singing. You don't respond whenever the Holy Ghost is coming against you. You don't respond. And nothing seems to be going right in your life. Nothing will work right outside of you because you're broken on the inside. You're broken on the inside, and you're just like Aeneas. You're just like him. You're paralyzed. You've been paralyzed for 8 years. And you decided to keep your bed because why? And this is your fault, and it's mine if I do it, because you like it that way. Because you like it that way. Because I'm here this morning to tell you, if you get so sick of it, like I get sick of it once in a while, I get on my knees and I say, Lord, I need a touch from you. I need you to guide and direct my life. I need you to strengthen me. But you know what? I can understand life can hit us hard. Anybody in here, I know, you can all raise your hand. Life has hit some of us hard sometimes, has it not? It's hit us hard. I understand that. Sometimes it'll knock you down. But can I tell you something this morning? You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay down this morning. Not at all. It can even paralyze you at times. And just like Aeneas, you can either choose to lay there or you can choose to fight through it. It's time to make your bed this morning. It's time to make it. Don't let one thing cripple your entire life. Don't let it do it. Aeneas had been with churchgoers for 8 years. You say, how do you know that, Dave? If we go back and look at verse 32 and 33, listen to what it says. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lodi. And there he found who? Who did he find? Aeneas. Yeah, for 8 years he had been in his bed, but he had been around a bunch of believers for that time. He had heard the word. He had heard the saints teach. He had heard the preaching. He had heard whatever singing. He had been in church for 8 years, Ken.
There you go.
8 years. But guess what? He stayed in that bed. He stayed in that bed. He stayed right there. In a sense, palsy and paralysis does this. It means he was dead while he was still alive. You know? He was paralyzed. He couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. He was dead while he was still alive. He was among the saints, but yet he was dead. He was spiritually dead among the living. And guess what? He chose that, Patty. He chose it. He chose that. If you're sitting here this morning, if you are sitting in this church this morning and you do not know Jesus as your Savior, number one, if you're sitting here this morning and you have not grown any in the last year, if you're sitting here this morning and you're thinking to yourself, preacher, I wish you would just shut up and let's get out of here, can I tell you something right now? You're no better off than Aeneas. You're no better off than him. You've got that bed, you're laying in it this morning. And you know what? Jesus is saying, I want you to make your bed. I want you to make it. I want you to get up out of there and let's go on. Let's walk. Let's do this. Let's do this thing together with him and with the saints here in his church. They kept their bed. The presence of God can be all around you. But you're not responding to the life-changing power of the Word of God. Listen to me. You can come here and you can listen to all the preaching that you can handle. You can come here and you can read your Bibles till your blue till your fingers are cut because you're turning the pages so much. But if you do not allow the Word of God to change your life, you're no better than Aeneas. You're laying in that bed. You're laying in that bed and you're staying right there. Because can I tell you something this morning? The Word of God is powerful. It is quick. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will cut even to asunder. It'll get down to where you live. And I'm telling you, it will change your life. If you allow it to change your life.
How many times? This is something you got to answer for yourself this morning. How many times has the Holy Spirit dealt with you about something? How many times has the Holy Spirit dealt with you? Don't look at the person beside of you. Don't look at the person up in the rows. You think about yourself. How many times has the Holy Spirit dealt with you about something? How many times? Because if the Holy Spirit has dealt with you and you've not done anything about it, I'm telling you this morning, you're no better than an Ananias. You are laying in that bed this morning. You're laying in it. Either salvation is needed or you need to grow closer to the Lord. Amen or oh my. But you keep that bed and you've been lying in it and you've been doing it for years. You know you need to get up out of there. You know you need that bed. You need to make your bed. But you just keep right there, right in that old comfy little, that little comfy thing of yours. You keep right there. That is the one thing that worries me as a preacher most. Can I tell you that right now? This is what worries me as a pastor. There are people that grow comfortable in church. They grow comfortable in church. And the Word of God is put out there. And the Word of God goes out there to them. But yet, it just goes over top of them. It just goes by them because they don't allow it to sink into their hearts. If you're sitting here this morning and haven't accepted Jesus, you're like Ananias. If you're sitting here this morning and you're not growing in the Lord, you're like Ananias. You're choosing the bed that you lay on this morning. You are. And brothers and sisters, can I tell you something? You need a change. That's as blunt as I can tell you. You need a change in your life. Ananias was around spiritual people, but he did not respond to the Spirit. Your life can be changed, but you got to respond. You got to respond to it. It's time to make your bed. Some folks sit in the presence of God and they're not happy. And you know what? And instead of making your bed and raising the power of God in it, you know what you do? You choose to keep on lying in it and you keep on saying that woe is me attitude. Woe is me. You know what? If you believe in the God that I believe in, He can change your life. It isn't woe is me. He can change your life. No matter the circumstances you're in, you're saying, preacher, you don't. No matter the circumstances that you're in, God can change your life. If I didn't believe that, I might as well shut that book and go out of this church. Because He is a God that can change you. You don't have to keep going down the same path. You don't have to keep eating the same food. You don't have to keep doing all the same things over and over and over again. Because God wants to change you. Change you. Ananias could not control the fact that he got palsy. Ananias couldn't control that fact. Do you realize there's some things in your life that you cannot control that's going to happen to you? But you know what you can control is how you handle them. It's how and what you do with them. You know the old saying? If you're given lemonades, do what with it, Belinda? Make lemonade. Make lemonade. Make something out of it. Not everybody in this church is going to, it's not going to go perfect, smooth sailing for you. It's time to make your bed, folks. Some folks sat in the presence of God not happy. Ananias could not control that he got palsy. None of us can. But he allowed, and he wouldn't let, he allowed it to control him. Control is his choice. And that's why he laid in that bed. He stayed in that state. He stayed in that condition by choice. Do not allow another thing to do that to you. Do not allow another thing. I'm begging every one of you in here. Do not allow another thing to let you walk that way one more day. Not when you serve the power, a powerful God. This is what Jesus said about the devil. The devil's a liar. We know that. He's probably whispering in your ear right now. Ye are the father of the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. He speaketh a lie,
and speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and he is the father of it. The devil is whispering in someone's ear right here this morning. I can guarantee you that, talking about this sermon. He doesn't know what I've been through. Listen to me. I know. Do you don't think that I haven't sat back here and thought the same thing when a preacher's preached? You're lying to yourself if you don't think so. He doesn't know what I've been through. You know what? I may not know the exact thing you've been through, but can I tell you this morning? I know God can take care of every bit of it. Amen. And you do not need to lay in that bed. You don't need to lay in it. Because you know what? The longer you lay in it, Mary, the more you like it. And you say, well, no, I don't like it. Yeah, the more you like it, or you would change. Understand, I'm not making light of what you're going through. You understand that. I hope you do. I know some people go through some pretty bad things sometimes. Because as long as you're laying there, the devil's not worried about you. He's not worried about you. I hope and prayer for you this morning is this. I hope that you're tired of the same old thing. I hope that you're tired of laying in that bed this morning. I pray you're ready to get up out of there, and I pray that you're ready to make that bed. What that meant when he said he'd make the bed, he would just roll up that little bed. That's what he did, Aeneas did, and threw it across his shoulder, and he walked on out. But can I tell you something this morning? What I want you to do, I want you to go ahead and roll up that bed, and I want you to throw it in the fire. I want you to get rid of it this morning. You don't need to be laying there this morning in it. He's wanting us to make our beds and go on and walk on through with him. Thank you, Lord. Listen, you listen. What I like to see happen, would you take that old bed of do nothing, that old bed of self-pity, that old bed of unforgiveness, that old bed of, and you know what you do with it? You make that bed, and Tony, you roll it up, and you take it out, and you throw it in a fire somewhere. And get rid of it. Today, while the Spirit is talking, and Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee to arise and make thy bed. And he did what? He laid there for a while longer. He said, he rose immediately. I don't know what bed you're lying on this morning. I don't know what's going on, but it's all because if you're out of it this morning and you get out of it here this morning, it's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in your prayers when you ask it in whose name? In the name of Jesus. There's power this morning. Listen, in Matthew 9:6, but that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go to thine house. And Mark 2:10, but ye that may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it in this fashion. I'm telling you, if you're standing here this morning spiritually paralyzed, I'm telling you, Jesus is telling you to make up your bed and go out of here free and on fire for him this morning. I cannot see your hearts, but whatever is paralyzing you this morning and is keeping you in the bed, Jesus is saying to you, don't lay on it anymore. You don't have to lay on it anymore. Make that bed. He is the prayer answering. He is the bed maker. Amen. Belinda, come get a song. Please. He's the one that can make it possible for you to make that bed. He's that one. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above
and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift. We get ourselves out of the way and understand it's all about Jesus. That's when things can happen. That's when things can happen. Praise God this morning. I want to ask you something this morning as we stand, as they get this song. Are you tired? Old Jim Stanley used to tell me all the time, he was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Are you tired this morning of not feeling the Spirit in your life? Are you tired this morning of letting sin rule your life? Are you tired this morning of it seems like you get nothing out of the services? Listen, this is what this altar is up here for.
Amen.
It's to come up here and make your bed. Make your bed this morning.